Mendocino County Remembered. Oral histories collected and published under the auspices of the Mendocino Historical Society for the American Bicentennial in 1976. Read by Linda Pack. Today, from Mendocino City, the recollections of Molly E. Moore. I was born and reared in Mendocino City, and I have walked and ridden horseback over miles of shoreline. I remember the pleasures of childhood and as a teacher in the rural schools. I wonder often if the young folks there now lower their crab nets from the Big River Bridge and draw up as many as 100 crabs of an evening, dropping them into big cans over a log fire on the beach, and then sit around and feast on crab meat, crackers, and cheese. Or do they go upriver to the boom, a great jam of logs in the upper river, ready for the mill and brought down with the first freshet, trawling for salmon trout, which fishermen 50 years ago sold for 20 cents? On the moonlit evenings are there still merry parties on the river to listen to the famous singing fish, or gather on the upper flat the sprigs of white redwood which grew but from one stump there? In the daytime there were trips upriver, and stops on some of the flats, or we climbed the steep cliffs to fill water buckets with wild black raspberries, which for pies have no equal, unless it is the huckleberry, which abounds on the prairie a few miles east of town. Do they still hunt the wild currant, so fine for jelly, the salmon and thimbleberries, and in the fall hazelnuts and chinkapin? Now the highly prized rhododendrons, many of which were sent from there to Golden Gate Park, are protected. But our churches and halls then were covered with these gorgeous blooms in festive seasons. As children, we gathered the dainty trillium lily, or wake robin, and lady slippers, those exquisite wild orchids, under the redwoods. Plentiful, too, were the mild blue-white and yellow violets, tall, stately foxgloves, and wild roses. On the beach and steep cliffs there were lovely pink and yellow sand verbenas. To hunt for agates on the Ocean View beach was always a delightful trip, despite the steep climb up the cliff, and, when the tide was out, to dig out delectable abalone. Since the coming of the automobile, the natives missed the thrill, not always so pleasant, but always an adventure, of an ocean trip to San Francisco on the old steam schooner Seafoam or the Point Arena. It was a greater thrill still if you were boarding a steamer on a stormy day, to be shipped out on a cable and in a box to the boat. A trip to the city by stagecoach, either by Ukiah, about 50 miles and an all-day trip, or through Anderson Valley route was always exciting. To watch the driver of those 4- and 6-horse Concord coaches manipulate the curves and grades of the Ore Springs or Westport or Rockport roads was anything but easy on the nerves, in spite of the good nature and constant storytelling of the drivers. The teaching of the children, as in all rural sections of California 50 years ago, was replete with much that could not be gleaned from books alone. There were at our very doors the birds, flowers, trees, and native animals from which wonderful lessons were to be learned. I often wonder, with improvements all along the line in teaching and living in general that fill up one's life and tend to make for happiness, if the young people of today, who have so much, and yet feel they need more amusements to keep them out of mischief, aren't missing a great deal in the kind of education and real simple living that those pioneer days gave us. If you are looking for relaxation and peace, and would enjoy life at its best, go into the northern wonderland. For truly, in the words of Byron, there is pleasure in the pathless woods, there is rapture in the lonely shore, there is society where none intrudes, by the sea and music in its roar. You've been listening to the recollections of Molly E. Moore. To learn more about Mendocino's rich past, visit any of our county's many excellent museums and historical societies. Go to californiahistoricalsociety.org for a complete listing. Mendocino County Remembered is produced by Mary Eigner and Linda Pack for KZYX and Z.